Well, we're going to present to you now my good new but good friends here who are doing also equally amazing work that I know you guys are going to enjoy. Please make a round of applause for Arturo and Lydia.
Hello, everyone. How are we feeling today? Tired? A lot of drinking last night? Okay. I'm Lydia.
Hello, hello, everyone. My name is Arturo.
We are holistic architects and healers. And before we jump into our presentation, why don't we take like 10 seconds to just come back to our heart. If you want, place your left hand in your heart. Close your eyes for a few seconds. Come back to this space of gratitude, connecting with the earth, with the sky, feeling that vertical link, connecting to roots, connecting to each other, feeling that we are such a beautiful light network, bringing change, bringing our dreams come true. Just take another deep breath in and exhale and come back to this space.
Thank you so much, Derek, John, for inviting us here. I want to do 30 seconds, 30 seconds. Ho'oponopono, maybe you know this technique. You know, eh? Yeah, okay. So let's do it 30 seconds. If you're in your house, if you're watching online, so just the person that is next to you, whoever it is, we will please look at each other's eyes. 30 seconds. We'll do some community because community is bonding. Independent of eco villages, that it's the places that we're living. So we make communities in a very easy way. So we will bond. 30 seconds. Take anyone that is next to you, look them in the eye and say, I'm sorry. You can say it louder, you can say it inside of you. Just say, I am sorry. But feel it. And then say, please forgive me. And then say, thank you. And the last one, I love you. Woo! Great. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This is the healing aspect. We'll go through a lot of slides. So please take, I don't know, your mobile phone or anything you have to write down notes. We'll give a lot of information. It's a presentation that it's designed to feed both hemispheres, the masculine and the feminine. So you'll have a lot of images that we don't have enough time to go through all of them, but you will see them and also a lot of intellectual information. So just open your mind for that.
So today we'll be exploring sacred geometry, off-grid living, holistic architecture. Our company is called Geophilia. It's a project for the love of the earth. That's what it means.
This is very important. We all know what happens when we go into the incoherence fear world. This is the coronavirus time. And then we have up the coherence, it's love. And then we have the implosion, which is the feminine world, and the explosion, the masculine world. So what we mean, what we want to do in Geophilia, and what we invite you to do also, is to find this balance, and of course, try to go towards coherence and love. Because we all know these crazy guys, they want to pull towards fear, and they will keep doing that. But what are we going to do? We'll go to love. We'll keep going there to love and more and more. I studied a lot of things, telecommunications, engineer, psychology, architecture, and I have been studying and teaching for more than 25 years. Sacred geometry is my passion in life. So I used to organize many, many, many congresses and courses all around Latin America, Mexico, Spain.
Whoa, you went very fast.
This is a congress that we did in Mexico in a university, and it's amazing how now this concept of sacred geometry or fractal geometry comes to universities, and we'll show you a lot of science regarding that and how you can implement it, because we're here to share with you a lot of solutions that we have found and you can avoid a lot of mistakes that we did. I did a bike trip from Madrid to Istanbul, 3 months, and I found her. So that's why we're together, actually. So if you believe in love stories, they actually happen. You just have to get out of your comfort zone and go and find whatever you're looking for. This is Dan Winter, a physicist that we have been working. He's a very good friend. You may know him. Dan Winter, you can just search online. We have been working with him for many, many years.
Okay, from my side, I've also studied architecture and I was looking into sustainable environmental design. But what I want to share more with you is a little bit of my story when I moved into a freshly new built apartment that I thought that was a good idea and I ended up very sick in there. And I started realizing that I needed to find solutions firstly for myself as an architect. I was feeling like this spacing is making me sick and I didn't know why. Then I figured out it was many things. One of them was like new paints and new cupboards, formaldehyde, if you ever heard of it. And also, I couldn't sleep in my bed at all. So I realized after a lot of trainings and research, there is something about our location, which is called geobiology, and we will see that in a bit, meaning that where we build our house, and especially where we have our bed, can influence our health long term. So that made me go into doing a PhD, even though I didn't want anything into the academic world. But I found an amazing professor and research, and we looked very deep into the subject. And I ended doing a research on how actually temples are related to these special locations and why they seem to be put there. And really, what was the actual reason that these temples were built? They were a very complex technology. All that and let's say all what Arturo had been doing, my passion on temples and sacred space and his passion on sacred geometry, we put it together and what we are doing is decoding all this ancient knowledge and wisdom and trying to implement it in modern architecture. So we also have this collaboration with this amazing guy called Nassim Haramein, if you don't know him. Yeah. We have been being in his retreats, like presenting there, sharing about temples. And he's an amazing person, like Dan Winter also. We want to point them out because they merge physics with ancient wisdom and spirituality. And this is also our path. So we've been doing a lot of things around temples and sharing deep knowledge.
So what is architecture? It's a mix of science, engineering, and art, design. It's somewhere there in the balance. It comes from the Greek architecton. And we have five levels. Whoa. We have five levels of reality. This is very important. This is really, really important. We have the chemical level, which is our physical body, but then we have an electromagnetic body. You are all related and you know about this bubble that we have around it. It can be scientifically measured. And then we have a gravitational body, which is like a donut. It has a shape like a torus, like a donut shape. And then we have the informational level, and at the end, the consciousness. So all these things, it's very important because we sometimes just put attention in one, into the physical chemical body. But the architecture that we are bringing to you on this vision we have is how can we also be in spaces that are healing for the electromagnetic level, for the gravitational level, also the information level. What is the information we're getting? What are the visuals we're getting from spaces?
Because we have like physics of quantity and we also have physics of quality.
So sacred geometry, have you heard about sacred geometry? Okay, great. So I will just skip this slide. Sacred geometry or fractal geometry, it's just the same. This is one of the most important images of forms of sacred geometry, which is a torus. And this torus, it's our gravitational electromagnetic body, which has different movements, implosion, explosion. And the universe, these physicists that we were telling you, they discovered that the universe we live in, has a structure, a lattice, like imagine like a grid, and this grid merge both the pentagon and the hexagon. And this, you can find it everywhere in all types of cultures and traditions, etc., etc. They merge this hexa, the part of the geometry of the universe that it's stable, that it's called the cube octahedron. And many physicists, geometers, scientists, Buckminster Fuller, they realized that this part of the geometry gives stability. It's the geometry of the vacuum. You have seen this image, the flower of life. So if you see it in 3D, it's really amazing because, of course, this is just projection. So this is an image in 3D that has these bubbles. Next, please. And you can do many things. This is called iterations, and you can create more surface in one single image. This is the same, the cube octahedron. And from this, you can create... Whoa, you went very fast. One second. And from there, you can create all these laws. So what they discover is that in science, you have all these laws that fit exactly in this octave of the universe.
So basically, you have the hexageometry, that is stability, where all the lattice of the time space is there stable. But when something gets born and then it creates itself in different scales, you have the golden ratio. Have you heard, guys, of the golden ratio? Yeah. So this is what is the law of distribution. So the pentageometry is the masculine geometry that makes things move. That's what I would like you to keep from today. These two things are the most important. What is called sacred geometry in all the ancient teachings that you might have heard, we now know that it's part of quantum and physics in all levels, which is really amazing. So this is like the relationships that we find in a pentagram. That's why the pentagram has been so sacred and also has been misused a long time. So this pentageometry gives fractality. What is fractality? It gives connection across scales. It's how we are all connected from the micro scale to the huge scale of the universe.
We can find phi ratio, you know, on the internet. There are tons of videos and etc. We can find in our hand, in our heartbeat, etc., etc. We will not go into details. We also have Le Corbusier, that he was doing many details about how to use it in architecture. And then this is really, really, really amazing. This is a slide from Dan Winter. And what he discovered is that when you take something that it's very, very, very small, which is called the Planck length, this is a scientific term, but imagine a little torus that it's really small. And you have this little torus, and you multiply it times phi ratio, and guess what? You end up finding exactly, but precisely, all the things that are important in the universe. Like, for example, the radio of the hydrogen, the ATP, the Planck length, you know, like, exactly you find all these ratios. So what we did is that we take all this information and we apply it to architecture, because actually we can embed, or we can be in fractality with all the universe. And what we did is this. We linked the microcosm to the macro, and we're in the middle, in the mesocosm. So the more fractal we are, the more empowered we are, the more coherent we can be with this field.
So where do we see the effects of sacred geometry? Many of you maybe have heard of cymatics. So we do know that different frequencies cause different patterns. So different geometries are linked literally to different frequencies. Also structured water, passing water through vortexes, the work of Victor Schauberger. We see there that the different molecular architecture, hexagonal, in the structured water is far more absorbable in our bodies. There are many other experiments. We don't have the time to share with you experiments with fruit that you place geometries, and the geometries actually help not get bacterial infection in fruit. And milk that was kept in pyramidal shapes didn't grow any bacteria in laboratory. So this is both esoteric wisdom and part of science today. We could go on more and more on that, but if you guys want to learn more, Arturo has a course in the Resonance Academy. It's right now in Spanish, but in a few months will be in English, and it will be called Cosmic Design, Linking the Micro, Macro, and Mesocosm, teaching all that. So from my research, I wanted to share a little bit with you what is geobiology and how it's related to temples. So geobiology is how the earth or the location can affect biology. And very interestingly, Hippocrates, maybe some of you have heard of him, the father of modern medicine, he says in his ancient Greek texts that actually in order to heal someone, you don't only need to know what he's eating or where he's living, but actually the location, the subsoil, he literally uses that word. So after many years of research, I found out that when there is, where we are living, when there is a thing called geophysical anomalies, which in simple terms means that the earth field in that area is either higher significantly or lower, that can be a reason for many diseases. I'll just give you here one example. This is a map of St. Petersburg. And what they found out is that in the crossing of fault lines, the cancer incidence was 20 times more. What that means is that this reduces our immune system. And in the long term, for most people, because we're all different, it can create problems. Now, I started looking in this research, where are these ancient temples placed? And in looking in temples around the world, from pyramids to megaliths to all these kinds of different temples, they actually follow a specific pattern. So in UK, they follow the radon pattern. And you will think, first, how did they know to place them in areas that are high in radon and why? So this was a very long research. These are other places, for example, in France, in Greece. But what I wanted to leave you with today from this part is that there is something called hormesis. Hormesis is when we get something on a short dose in a very small, amount, yeah. And that can be healing, but when it goes to a very high dose, that can be really bad for our health. And that's what they used in temples. That's like a whole workshop to explain that to you. But basically, they use the electromagnetic field of the earth and the sky to create healing in a short-term exposure. So that's a lot of research that it's my passion, and we have tried to put all this knowledge in the geophilia design. If you want to learn more, I do also have a course in the Resonance Academy called The Sacred Science of Ancient Temples. So we also have a project in Greece. We have taken the permit for 50 ancient Greek temples to measure them with an interdisciplinary team of engineers and physicists, and this is coming also.
So with Geophilia Freedom Cell, we really resonate with this idea of the Freedom Cell. We used to live for 8 years off-grid in the forest. It's really amazing. But then we saw the Freedom Cell, and we really like it. So the place that we are in, that's Mexico. In the left, 2 hours from Mexico City, there is a place called Valle de Bravo. And then half an hour from there, we have the monarch butterflies, just 10 minutes from where we live. And this is the area that we are in. The part that is in orange is the land that we have already bought. It's 1 hectare. And the 2 other lands can be bought. So now we have our house there, and we're opening. We were really thinking, until there is this very clear vision of the Freedom Cell, to open it for more people.
And here in the screen below, you can see the link. You can look into it and all the information if you're interested to join, because we are opening now for more people to come. It's geophilia.org/freedomcell-valle-de-bravo-html.
So we did some renders and some ideas of how this can be developed. That's our house. It's forest, pure energy, a lot of spring water, organic food, you know, all this stuff that we have been talking about. This is one of the possible houses that we can build, we can do. We are also builders, natural builders. And now you will see, time is really flowing, okay? You will see a lot of other images of things that we have been...
Yeah, so we have been living already some years now off-grid, and would like to share a few things with you. It's not an easy thing, guys. You have to really want it with all your heart and your soul, because there will be challenges. It's not like a cozy apartment somewhere in the city where you have Netflix or whatever, if that's even interesting to you, I'm just saying. But on the other hand, it gives you so much back. This house, we designed it by ourselves. We built it with a group of builders. We have crystals everywhere. We have geometries that we wove into the floor. And we have all this nature around us, pure nature. We have no EMF. We have satellite internet. And we have to have also backup systems. We have solar panels and solar hot water. And we're trying to go towards the biggest percentage of independency. But it's a place where you can... Any place like that can be like a sanctuary for you. It can be a place where you can manifest your best self, when you can really understand who you are and what you want in life. So whatever you invest in, with its challenges, it will give you back. And every kind of design and choice of life, living somehow, it has its own pros and cons. So you have to weigh what is important for you.
In the Geophilia design systems, what we want is for you to avoid the mistakes that we have made with many clients, with many people, many friends. In these systems, we have four stages. The first one is the client analysis. So what we do is we analyze exactly what is the cymatics of your voice, what is the elements, the five elements, the Chinese medicine, et cetera, et cetera.
So we can pick colors and geometries and things like that. The second part is we analyze the land. So from all the research that I was mentioning before, we know what areas can have an underground water or a fault. We can avoid them, and then we choose the areas that are more implosive or more harmonic. And then in the part of the architectural design, we combine all the things that we have explored together with Arturo, like our 40 years of combined experience, which includes doing a conscious master plan, sacred geometry, auspicious layouts and all the ancient traditions, bioclimatic and passive strategies, permaculture and biomimicry, and then, of course, picking sustainable materials. And then we add what we call the space harmonics technologies, which is all about increasing the harmonics or the fractality or the coherence of your space. And then in the fourth layer, which is the construction, we do all these sacred geometry net that we weave by hand. We custom design those, and we have implemented them in different projects. We have seen, for example, seeds that were stored in a place like that. They grew three times more. And there are many stories that I could tell you, but we need a lot more time. We also incorporate that through sacred geometry art. We customize it according to the client analysis. As I was saying before, the slides are not coming. Are we okay with the... with the slides? Derek? Oh, okay. They just moved pretty fast. Okay, there we are. Great. This is like the sacred geometry art. And now we'll like to show you a few examples of community projects and other projects we have designed.
This is Earth Angels. It's a crypto hemp-based project. Really amazing, guys. And they ask us, like, what can we do in the master planning? So this is the proposal we made. So you can see these flowing curves. And we will see a lot of images here, just food for your eyes. We cannot, you know, like go into all the details, etc. But this is the whole idea of doing things that can be applied. AMA Center, it's an off-grid community. It's, okay, we have a delay. And this is also per Adobe. Full super adobe, absolutely no concrete, no cement, nothing, just super adobe, everything natural with the Lord of the Rings entrance. KMX is a chakra healing hotel, and this is the same. The master plan is very important because we have had this, you want to go somewhere, you buy the land, and then you start doing a little house here, and then everything is not connected. So if you have sacred geometry design, you can connect everything. So there are some renders here, some images. They're in the process of taking...
Yeah, this is in Tulum.
Near Tulum, in an area we have a little bit of delay between what we see, the past and the future. It's a time lapse. Okay, we're almost ready to do it. We're just on time. Okay, there is another one that you will see in a bit that it's called the Love Community. It's in Greece. And it's really amazing. They are already a community. They have already a bond. And they're looking to have an eco-village, which is the physical place. It's two different things. And this is a master plan, which is all based in an hexagon sacred geometry.
It's all off-grid.
all of grid. And these guys are really, really hardcore. Like, they don't want anything from the government. Like, tipota, nothing. This is Vipassana Healing Center.
Community
next. It's a place called Amanalco de Becerra, next to Valle de Bravo. And they have full, this explicit Arabic sacred geometry. And Aiki Healing Center, it's a place that was built. This is in Toluca. This is actually a place that was built from the design. It's based on a torus. And you can see there in the center, this huge mandala making these electromagnetic fields to move. This is in Toluca in Mexico, like an hour from Mexico City. And this one, the Pentagon community, it's two families that they wanted to be together. And they say, okay, how can we be together? Because, you know...
Yeah, they wanted to be together, but they also wanted to invite other people to live with them. And they wanted to also to have like a little healing center to invite also teachers and do seminars and things like that. So it's like a based on this fractality law and distribution. So they wanted to come together. So the project was bring them together and bring more people together.
And this one, I just love it. It's a Montessori. It's a place that was built. It's a school in Jalapa, 5 hours from Mexico City. And this is hardcore. Like the owner was like, I don't want anything industrial. He did everything, stone, hemp, adobe, bamboo structure,
green. Yeah, we're getting with time. So one thing we also wanted to share with you guys, we have in Geophilia a course. It's called the Masters. It's 12 modules, and we can teach anyone, either you have a designer background or a healer or wherever you are in your journey. You don't need to be an architect. You are welcome if you are an architect as well. And we teach you all that system so you can apply it into your own communities or wherever you are. And these are our books. We wrote this book of A Power of Sacred Location. This is all about the geobiology aspect and the temples. Then we have Sacred Geometry and Architecture and some books of Arturo in Spanish. And for today, we would like to offer you a gift. We have compiled together a PDF of over 10 pages about why sleep is so important and what you can do. We have all the best tips from all our experience, what you can do to create like a sleep sanctuary. So if you go to geophilia.org, geophilia.org, you will see this little window and you can download. Please start applying these hacks that we have there. They're so important. They can really affect your health long term. We also have an upcoming workshop, which is tomorrow at 10 o'clock. And we're going to be teaching about how to find freedom in the 5 levels of existence that we mentioned earlier. So it's the vital, physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual. We believe that true freedom comes when you find the freedom in each of these levels and you create more inner coherence, more inner fractality in your life. So in our opinion, what we'd like to leave you with is if you have a harmonic space, which is the outdoor, outside space of you, and you have inner space harmonics, and you combine these two, you can have bliss in your life. This is us. If you want to contact us, it's all in the website as well. And that's it for today. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, make some noise for them. Wasn't that wonderful? You guys enjoying that?
Are you sick of being told you will own nothing and be happy?
Are you sick of being told how to live your life by the mainstream media?
Exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
Are you exhausted with the truth community, focusing only on the problems?
Are you ready to do something about it?
Let's take action together. Join the Freedom Cell Network in January 2023 as we return with the Greater Reset for co-creation.
The Greater Reset is a 5-day in-person and online gathering where solutions-focused speakers and organizations share practical steps for individual and collective liberation.
This year, we'll even hear experiences from real communities on the ground across multiple continents.
The Greater Reset 4 will focus on activating 5 focus areas over 5 days.
January 18th, liberate your mind, body, and soul.
January 19th, permaculture and food independence.
January 20th, agorism and parallel networks.
January 21st, take back our tech.
January 22nd, building free and conscious communities.
This is our time to co-create the world we want for 2030 and beyond.
Join us as we lay the foundation for the next stage of a free humanity.
Join us from January 18th to the 22nd, 2023, as we gather online, in person in Central Texas and Morelia, Mexico.
Join us for the Greater Reset 4 co-creation.
View the full speakers list and organize your local activation hub at thegreaterreset.org.